Wood, brick, and mortar. Do you have a normal home just like anybody else? The question caught me off guard. My first thought was of how few anybody else's I know who have the elusive normal home. Does a normal house count? Now that I've got. Just a regular family-raising enclosure with no few pets in the yard. A little wood, a little brick, a little mortar, and a lot of fur. Same house we've had for 17 years and most of the same pets. Yes, I'd say the Moores qualify for a normal house. But it's the home part that might stick an ab onto the front of that aggravating N-word. Let's be realistic. If the experts on Christian family dynamics are looking for normal, they might want to skip the Moore home. Normal? Not particularly. Functional? What does that mean? It sounds more like an appliance to me. My dishwasher was functional, but it still broke after 7 measly years. My children, who are certainly fun, if not the poster children for functional, are still kicking and sometimes even screaming. No, I'm not sure we're particularly normal or perfectly functional, but happy? Ah, yes. At least we were this morning. We've got a lot of daylight yet for all that to change. Anyway, if we're not happy, please don't tell us. We're doing just fine thinking we are. Maybe we have a skewed idea of what happy is, but something is working for us. All 4 of us possess salvation in Christ alone and will spend eternity together in heaven. We practice mutual respect. I might add that practice has yet to make perfect. We laugh our heads off, and gladly at the other person's expense. We agree on some things, disagree on plenty of others, and right or wrong, feel some measure of freedom to express it. And did I mention passionately? On top of all that, none of us spent last weekend in jail, but even if one of us had, I suppose we would make it through that too. Maybe that's the key phrase, making it. I don't know how you feel about those 2 words, but I happen to think they're huge. Since the first day my children went to Mother's Day out, I dreaded the proverbial empty nest like a terminal disease. I literally collapsed on the mailbox when the school bus had the gall to kidnap my kindergartners. Honestly, I worried about myself. I thought, if you're acting this way now, what in the world are you going to do when they go to college? Sure enough, that day came way too soon. But I did not sink into despair. Oh, I cried all right. But that first quiet morning when I had no children to awaken for school, I felt some things I didn't expect. Like gratitude. Overwhelming gratitude.